Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
It's Text Roulette. What can we help solve for you today? Get your questions in. Ask anything you want. You're anonymous when you text in. And the number is 414-432-1099. Save that number to your phone if you haven't already. You always want to be a part of the show. We love when you're a part of the show. I'm going to hit refresh here real quick before I spin that roulette wheel. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. Radar has the day off, and Text Roulette is brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. All right, let's give this wheel a spin.
37.
All right, we got to go down here quite a bit and get these texts. Clicking over to page 3. Okay. This text is about a destination wedding. It says, my friend asked me to stand up in her destination wedding. It's a no kid wedding. We have a 2-year-old and can't just leave her with no family in the area. Friend is mad because she stood up in my wedding and said I need to make it work. What do I do? Well, you can't just leave your kid. You're going to need to bring your kid with you, it sounds like, to the destination wedding. And if the friend's going to get upset, the bride, well, then that's just the way it's going to have to be. But if she's going to ask people to not have kids at a wedding, which for my first wedding, it was a no-kid wedding, we would have had, I forget the exact number, but at the first wedding, if we would have said kids were allowed, there would have been 20-plus kids under the age of 5. We both came from very large families, and it just would have been really expensive and a lot of commotion and craziness if there were that many little kids there. So what we did do is we had my cousin's house, which was close to the venue, opens up with some of the high schoolers that my sister coached on the volleyball team that were there for daycare. So we provided the daycare for people, understanding that not everyone can get help for the kids. And we covered it. We paid for it and everything like that. And it worked out really well that way. But yeah, the friend needs to, I feel like, provide some type of daycare for you if you need to be in this destination wedding. And if she's got a problem with it and doesn't want the kid to be there, then maybe you're not standing up in this wedding. That's my take. All right, what's your advice? 414-432-1099. It's Text Roulette. And here's the question this morning. My best friend asked me to stand up in her destination wedding. It's a no-kid wedding. We have a 2-year-old and can't just leave her with no family in the area. Friend is mad because she stood up in my wedding and said, I need to make it work. What do I do? What advice do you have for this mixed listener that's going through this situation right now? It's Text Roulette on the mix.
Your calls and opinions coming up next after a break from our sponsors.
Can you help out this mixed listener in text roulette? It's Elizabeth and Radar. Radar's off. It's the mix. And the question that we got into the text line is, my best friend asked me to stand up in her destination wedding. It's a no kid wedding. We have a 2-year-old and can't just leave her with no family in the area. Friend is mad because she stood up in my wedding and said, I need to make it work. What do I do? Liz, what is your advice?
I think that if it's a destination wedding, the best friend's, it's a destination wedding and they expect the best friend to come, they should provide childcare. I think that's only fair if it's a destination wedding. And also my question is, the best friend who's married, do they have kids? And if so, couldn't they understand that? It's kind of an unhealthy expectation that someone should be obligated to drop everything to go to a destination wedding. Now, I know that she was in the person's wedding, but I'd be curious as to know the details of that.
Yes, and I also just feel like, hey, for everybody that's getting married, if you're planning a wedding right now, that is the most important and wonderful and memorable special day of your life,
right?
Not everybody else's. And it's hard to sometimes hear that and recognize that. And I feel for the friend that's basically like, hey, I can't just leave my kid. So the kid needs to come along. And if that's a problem, well, then maybe she shouldn't be in the wedding. And if that is still a problem, well, then that, I think, tells you exactly what this friendship is about.
Exactly.
It shouldn't be on these kinds of terms because you're asking a lot of people. And like you said, with the destination wedding, that's expensive. That's pricey. It's not like it's just one of those things where, okay, I'm gone for the day and we'll see the kid at night. No, this could be something that's at least 24, 48 hours or longer. If this is out of the country or Mexico or something.
Right. And I just don't understand the expectation, too. I mean, I think it's, look, it's, if you can afford to go to a wedding, I always want to go to my really close friends and family's weddings, but they're really expensive and not everybody can afford it, particularly in this economy. And if you have kids, and I understand that why it's so exciting and why it's the biggest day of people's lives. But yeah, like if you really love this friend, then why would you put that kind of pressure on them if you're not going to provide child care? That's what I have to say.
And that's just it. It's not like the 2-year-old just showed up a week ago. The kids, too. Like, you know if they have a child and that these are some of the issues. And like I mentioned earlier, my first wedding, we said, hey, no kids at the wedding, but we did provide daycare. My cousin, who lived not far from the venue, we had a lot of the kids on my sister's high school volleyball team volunteer. We paid them and watched the kids all day because we were trying to make it work for people that couldn't, that didn't have anywhere for their kids to go.
So you're right
about that. Like, that's an option of what the friend should do. And maybe this person, this mixed listener, should suggest that. But also, if this person's going to have these terms and they're not going to budge, it's their right to do that, but it's your right to also say, hey, maybe this isn't someone I want to associate with either.
Yeah. I would reevaluate the friendship because That's unreasonable, you know?
Yeah, especially for a destination wedding. Liz, appreciate you calling in and helping out this mixed listener this morning on Text Roulette.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. And here on the text line, a lot of you are saying this friend sounds like a bridezilla and has no compassion or understanding and clearly has no clue what it is like to have a toddler at home. Yeah, you might really want to reevaluate this friendship if these are the demands that that friend is going to give you. And you need to have someone to watch your kid. Otherwise, you can't be in the wedding. That's what happens when you have kids. Sometimes you have to say no to those things. Well, if you have more to say about this, we are seeing your texts and you can still be a part of the show at 414-432-1099. Or if you want to be a part of Text Roulette in the future, send us those questions. That text line is anonymous and we could be reading your question coming up here on The Mix.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.